Hello, this is Eli Garf in Japan on version 2 of Anchor. It's funny how version 2 episodes do not automatically get pushed over to version 3, but they're mostly appearing on Vodl. This is really bizarre, the changes going on. So I love version 2. I came on Anchor version 2 on February 21st, right a couple days before they changed it to version 3, and I'm not dissing version 3, there's some good stuff there, but who's here on version 2? Who's still here? I really want to connect with you people. Even if it's only 50 people or 100 people, people who are putting out killer content, we need to band together and make some changes in this world. Version 3 isn't doing it, that's podcasting, it's like television, it's like people sitting there listening to this stuff brain dead. Brain dead, brainlessly, just sitting there like zombies listening to stuff. There's no call-ins, there's no echoes, there's no pause button on version 3. What the fuck is that, you know? Version 2 is killer. And whoever's left over here, we're trying to buy version 2. And if we're not able to buy it, we're going to create it. There's a group of people coming together to create an audio platform that works, because Anchor isn't working and Vodl isn't working. There's nothing going on there. It's just absolute dead space right now, and that's just shameful. With all of the available technologies, what are we all going to go sit on Facebook and Twitter and do stupid shit? This is a time for the world to get together and make some major, drastic changes to the way things are happening. You could crowdsource everything. The government. We don't need the stodgy, obsolete, archaic, stupid system of people. We inherited this stupid fucking system with these stupid rules and superstitions, and it doesn't work. You tell me, I mean, anybody who is alive and awake and aware that agrees with what's going on. And it's not impossible to change, but people have got to take the right steps. So We need like 100 people or maybe 500 or 1,000 people around the world that are going to make the changes. So for example, in order to annul the U.S. elections, if you got a majority of people who didn't vote to speak up and say, no, this is what we're going to do, wouldn't that just renege what they're doing? I mean, the establishment is bullshit and people need to call them out on it. It's not impossible, people. Do not give up. So my name's Eli, I'm going to go take a bath and then I've got to eat. It is around 8:30 p.m. in Japan, which is 4:30 a.m. West Coast America, 7:30 East Coast. That puts it at, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 1:30 or 2:30 in Europe. Who's awake? Who's there? Hey, it could be better, it could be worse, but why not make it just right, you know? It can always be better and it can always be worse, but what if it was just right and things were right? And I don't mean right, wrong, right, left, you know, just right, just the way it should be. That's how I live my life. Every day I wake up, today's my 20,413th day alive. Did I say it right? No, 20,421st day alive. I got that wrong. And every day, it's like miracles happen. So I'm looking for miracle workers, miracle finders, miracle creators. Are you on version 2? Please send me a message. Send me a text comment on this thing. I don't know what I'm going to call this, but version 3 is not the best. Definitely not the best. I'm only interested in the best, you know what I mean? Anybody out there? Hello, hello, this is a radio. Call-in radio. Back and forth, conversations, engage, hello. All right, talk to y'all later. Love, earth, hope, peace. My name is Eli Garf, ELIGARF at gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email. Pro or con, friend or foe. Wake up the world. Cupway, 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 cup. The following is a 4-minute video from Facebook on Justin King's page. He runs the fifth column. This is regarding Syria.
When it comes to weapons of mass destruction,
it's going to go back.
missiles are currently raining down on Syria, and a lot of the country is cheering. I'm not. I'm not cheering because I remember what it was like watching our own buildings fall and not really understanding why it was happening. I'm sure there's a lot of Syrians right now that feel the same way. Here's the thing. There's no evidence that Assad conducted these gas attacks. None that's been presented. The only thing we have to go on is the word of the U.S. government. The U.S. government has a really bad track record when it comes to weapons of mass destruction claims. The last time we started a war over this, almost 300,000 people lost their lives. They died violent, no, more than that, but 300,000, almost 300,000 died violent deaths because of it. 300,000. And most of them were civilians. You don't get to go to bed tonight saying, oh, we did this for the Syrians. They're the ones dying right now. Let's say, despite all evidence to the contrary, that Assad did this, that Assad conducted these gas attacks, despite the fact that it's really unlikely that he did. Let's say that he did. The people dying right now, they didn't do it. People dying right now are a bunch of civilians or enlisted guys that, they joined the military in that country to protect their homeland against ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Sorry, it's really windy here.
Who we were arming. The U.S. was arming them. Now, Al-Qaeda, we did that openly, okay? ISIS, you can debate it all you want. At the end of the day, our weapons wound up in their hands killing Syrians. That's fact. We're acting as air support for the terrorist groups that we claim that we're fighting. Because this isn't about freedom. It's not about liberty. It's not about defeating terrorism. This is about money. It always has been. We started trying to stabilize this country in 2006. The revolution was fermented by our own intelligence agencies. It's, again, this is all a verifiable fact. We started this. We started the breakup of Syria. We tried to oust Assad. We had our people draft a constitution because we were so certain that we were going to get him out. Despite all that, this country held together. This country held together, fighting Al-Qaeda, fighting ISIS on their own soil. And now we're bombing them. And we're bombing them because the majority of Americans are stupid. And I don't mean to put too fine a point on that. If you support this, if you think this is a good idea, you're an idiot. That there's no good that can come of this. We have no business over there. The actors that are opposing Assad are far worse than Assad. This isn't to say that Assad is a nice guy. He's not. But the people that will take over after him are far worse. The only difference is they'll be beholden to our interest and we'll get our pipeline. That's what all of this is about. All of these people have died over money. And it's plainly verifiable. It's easily verifiable. The information is out there. But you don't care because it's not you doing it. It's your government. And because you're too lazy and too stupid to look into it, people are dying. Right now, 6 months ago, you would have been cheering anybody that was fighting ISIS. Now you're killing them, and you're cheering. And it's all over stupid slogans. God bless America. Support the troops. You're not supporting anybody. You're not doing anything noble. You failed. You're a good German. That's what you are. Y'all have a good night. Now, we're going to post some pictures on TFC of Syrian civilians. Go ahead, give us odds. Let's find out if they survive, Are they going to be like the 300,000 in Iraq that died? Or will those people get to live?
All right, again, that is from the fifth column, TFC. I will put this on Vaudel with some photos, and please check out his Facebook page. He has very poignant commentary. And I 100% agree with him. If you support this, you are a fucking idiot. And I'm talking to the CIA, it's this completely idiotic, ignorant, and imbecilic asshole.